Now, talking of technology, the UK government is getting together with retail giant Amazon to test flying drones that can deliver parcels to your door or back garden. I think how these work is they will you'll put a little landing pad out and it will land on that in your garden or on your porch. Amazon is paying for the program, which they say will look at the best way to allow hundreds of robotic aircraft to buzz around our skies safely. But is it a good idea? And would you want one of these things flying over your house? 030 30 80 55 55 is the phones, and of course the text 81771. On the line, robotics expert Professor Noel Sharkey. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning.
Explain to us what your understanding of these trials will actually entail.
Well, they're going to, what they're after is a piece of our airspace that will be dedicated to Amazon. So they're saying this will be about 300 feet in the air, which is beneath helicopter space, and it will have a 100-foot buffer. And it will be about 100 feet wide. And well, don't forget, we're going to talk about eventually, you know, hundreds of thousands of deliveries every day, perhaps millions. So this will be a corridor that runs through the country. It's starting in London, I believe, and I'm not sure that when it will get to Northern Ireland, probably maybe next century or something. But I think it might be a lot sooner than that if it works. And it's quite an interesting idea. But, you know, one drone would be okay. The odd drone, you think about, oh, it would be great to get 30 minutes delivery. You know, I want a new suit. My shirt's dirty. I think I'll get a new shirt. You just hammer it into your iPad and it'll be there in a blink of an eye kind of thing, landing in your garden on a little mat. But when you think about the number, though, and they're going to go along this corridor, then they're going to be flying off to the side, and they haven't really thought about it.
There'll be like a traffic jam in the air.
Completely. And it's, I mean, you wouldn't really want to live under this, would you? I mean, you're not going to see the sun again. It's going to be just a noise of these things as well, buzzing along. They will test them to make sure they're safe. They won't cut people up.
Yeah, because what most people will think of is safety. So if these things are carrying parcels, so maybe, fair enough, a shirt, are these things going to carry TVs if you decide to order a new TV? How do they ensure that they're safe, they don't drop out of the sky, drop their load, or that people on the ground don't decide to try and knock them out of the sky themselves?
That's right. My daughter said to me, oh God, I don't want washing machines being delivered. But actually it's £5 parcels, which is apparently the majority of Amazon deliveries. So that's not so bad. But even so, falling in your head would not be good. I think people will try to steal them. I mean, in America, people have started. There's so many drones in America now. People are actually training eagles to attack them. So you can imagine dogs coming and grabbing your parcels. And a lot of people, you know, are tweeting out there saying they're worried about bird life and they're worried about all kinds of things like that. I'm worried about privacy.
That's it, because we've got the safety aspect, but there's also the security. Am I right to say that Amazon say these drones won't have cameras?
They won't have cameras initially. They'll have sensors so they can, you know, like your household alarm kind of thing. Because one of the things they've got to do, I mean, there's problems here, because what they've got is they've got to work out of line of sight. At the moment, the regulations from our Civil Aviation Authority for safety is that if you fly a drone, you have to be able to see it at all times. These will be out of sight. They're also saying that, you know, you couldn't have one operator for every drone. So they're saying there'll be one operator for 100 drones. So if one goes broken, what some companies do is they initiate a little parachute so it floats to the ground. But if one person's flying 100, there's no way they'd be able to do that.
Because that was my next question. Are these going to be automated? Because you would imagine if this is very popular and there's a lot of, say there's hundreds of these flying around, will you have one operator per drone, or will this be an automated system where it's just guided by a computer to where it has to go?
It'll be mainly operated. It'll be one person watching, you know, watching 100 or so. So it'll be mainly automated. So, you know, that's problematic as well, because people can hijack these. You know, you can hack into them. I know somebody in the States who actually makes drones that fly up to other drones and takes them away with them. So it's a kind of Pied Piper thing here. I can imagine somebody's drone going up, hijacking about 100 of them, floating off, and then taking all the parcels. I mean, there's so much to sort out here.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that the British government is just rushing into these things without proper broad societal discussion.
They must have a fairly hopeful stance that this will actually come in, because I assume they're spending a lot of money on these trials. It sounds like something that you would have seen in Tomorrow's World years ago, but they must believe it's doable.
It does, and it is doable. But I think that, you know, the US will not let them test there, so they're coming to Britain. I mean, we're becoming a test site for the United States, in a sense, because the US is too worried about safety. You wonder why they're so worried about safety and we're not. Britain's in a real hurry at the minute to become a tech giant. It's not a bad idea to become a tech giant, but let's do it carefully.
Is there a likelihood of job losses, do you think, as a result of this, Noel? A lot of delivery men, postmen, maybe out of work?
Yeah, there is, really. I mean, I'm looking here. It's one of the things that really worries me most. I'm looking here overall around the world, all these developments, and there's going to be, you know, really, really massive job losses. With all this driverless technology, driverless trucks, all these things, driverless taxis, it is all coming very, very quickly. And even deliveries, you know, in London this month, a company based, funded by Skype called Starship Robotics is starting to do food deliveries with a little ground robot. So you can order supermarket food and it will come to your door in a robot.
Are we getting really lazy? Because even that description in yourself, we want things straight away. We want to order things and then have them delivered by a drone and within half an hour. We want to just sit on our backsides, order food, have it come via a robot. You know, the interaction with other people seems to be on the, what will suffer from this.
Yeah, will do. And you know, I mean, think about it this way. We're all going to be unemployed. and then even journalists, I mean, AI is beginning to take journalist jobs as well in sports and weather reporting. But you imagine us all sitting at home, we don't go out to work, and we get paid a basic income, and we just order things to come to us, and we just sit and eat and get
Hermits.
Really fat.
Okay. Professor Noel Sharkey, thank you very much. We'll have to wait and see what happens with this, if this is something that does come to fruition, and what happens with these trials.